Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Rocky, and I want to thank you for listening to Professor Gary Lee's Parts Unknown Show on the best AMAA Masters and Pioneers Radio Network. The best sports karate interviews, special announcements, and special surprises each week on this Tuesday night. Professor Gary Lee has a knockout punch every week for your enjoyment. Supporting the Sports Karate Museum Archives and the history in America. It ain't about how hard you get hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Yo, Professor Gary Lee, great job.
This program is sponsored by the American Martial Arts Alliance Foundation and Elite Publications. Everyone has a story. You just have to get it out. Visit Elite Publications at www.elitepublications.org.
Aloha, everybody. This is Professor Gary Lee with the Sport Karate Museum. I've got the jitters, guys. I'm one day away from my event that I've been advertising for 1 year. And tonight on our show, we have a very, very special show. We're going to be talking about the legend, the event that I put on for 30 years, putting together pioneers of sport karate. And tonight we get to feature the amazing 4+1, four individuals that I put together from around the country, with plus another gentleman named Mr. James Moore. And we talk about topics. And tonight, we are going to talk about the legends. But before I do, I want to introduce my producer, the man that has put me on the air for 10 years. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're on the air for 10 years. And he's the one that's done it. He is the man that runs Elite Publications, one of our main sponsors. He's the one that's produced The Ring, the books. He's an amazing individual. I want to bring him on the air right now. Hansi Bowen?
Hey, sir. How you doing?
I'm nervous, sir. I'm nervous. I'm excited. I don't know. I feel like a kettle Christmas morning, you know, and, you know, you're a big part of it, sir, what you did for me last year, what you do for me every day and for the show. And I want to ask you, what do you got going on? I mean, you know, you got Alan Goldberg's event. We're doing the women. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing, getting involved with.
Well, sir, you know, first of all, congratulations, you know, on your event. And, you know, we, you know, it's been really good. And, you know, you and I both are trying to do the same thing, is to create the legacy in the martial arts. And that is recorded, and people are recognized, you know, for what they actually have done. But you know, we're really excited. You know, we the Martial Arts Extraordinaire magazine received an award just a couple of months ago, and so the next edition is out now. And you know, we really weren't thinking about the magazine, you know, really climbing the charts and doing super well. But that magazine just hit number one in martial arts hot new releases. And it's actually climbing the ladder, and people are subscribing and ordering the magazines. And you know, we're just excited that, you know, we feel that we are making a contribution to the martial arts. We're a different type of magazine. And every magazine out there is great. You know, our magazine, it just has a different focus, a different view, different look. And, you know, we're just excited about that. You know, yes, we do have Stifel Goldberg's event coming up, and the women, we just announced last week and started registration for nomination for the ladies for induction in the Hall of Honors. And we're looking at, you know, ladies that made black belt before, you know, 2000, you know, before 2000. So we have a whole generation of martial arts ladies that we really want people to know about, because the graveyard is the richest place in the land, and if we don't record our history, then all this information just lost. So for what you're doing and what I'm doing, you know, we're like record keepers.
Right. Well, you know, we're honoring Karen Edith Herman next year at the Legends, and, you know, we're going to be honoring the women like you do with Alan. And next year is the ladies' year, without a doubt, with all the girls. So what you're doing is amazing. I want to thank you publicly for what you've done for us and the museum and being on the air for 10 years. And I look forward to next year. And, you know, every year is a great year. I can say that now. We've been together for 10 years. But
yes,
I want to tell you also, I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss you. But, you know, Randy Blake could have a good job for you. And,
right.
Well, I'm going to miss showing you off because that's what I like to do. I like to show you off, Jesse Bowen. Okay? So God bless you, buddy, and thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the great Jesse Bowen, the man that has put us on the air for 10 years. Now I got two guys that put up with me for the past year, and I love them to death. And the first one, he is known as the Wolverine, but his real name is Dean Pyle. He's a 40-time, might be more, but that's enough, 40-time NASCA NBL World Champion. He's an amazing individual, and he's the co-host of Parts Unknown, this radio show. Dean, where you at?
I'm right here.
Hey, buddy, how you feeling? I know you're a little under the weather.
Hey, Dean.
Well, putting the gym back together after the hurricane and trying to work around the clock kind of got me, you know, a little down this, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to see you in a couple of days.
I got a lot of cold medicine in me right now, so we'll see.
Oh, I can't wait to see you in a couple of days, you know, your performance. You're Indian, you're Cherokee, and I mean, it's gonna be really good to see, buddy. And you're gonna be there for one night, Friday, and you have a booth for your coward. So anybody wants to see anything about the movie, Dean Pyle will be in Houston at the West Chase Marriott, October 7th, a one night appearance. Now I gotta introduce the other guy that up there in Ohio. Now, guys, I make fun of it because he's one of my best friends. He's a military spokesman for their military awards that we give out every year. And, you know, guys, I don't use the word master or grandmaster very much, but I really enjoy saying the word master for this man. Well, I guess he's actually a grandmaster because he's making his 9th degree black belt. He already has, but we're going to cross-rank him in Houston this weekend to his 9-3 black belt through the museum. I'm talking about master from Taekwondo, AJ Perry. AJ, you there, buddy?
I am. Thank you for the nice introduction. I appreciate that. That was very nice of you.
Mail.
Thank you.
The check's in the mail, right? Well, you just make a donation this weekend.
Yeah. Double check.
So anyway, are you excited about this weekend?
I'm looking forward to it. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
See a lot of old friends, you know, it's like it's not only seeing old friends, because you know that's one of the biggest parts of martial arts. A lot of people don't realize, because when you're in competition, you build up these relationships amongst the years, and it's like you know the same people you're competing with all the time, and it's like, well, yeah, you know, you got a little competition there, but you know, you're friends. It's friendly competition.
Well,
but
hey, yeah,
not only
I'll
that,
you,
it's the camaraderie through the years. And that means a lot. And the people forget about that.
Well, I get to show you off. That's the way I look at it, you know, because you're a great guy. You're a good performer. You're a great talker. And, you know, you're one of the good guys. So, you know, I want your 2 cents after I get going here today. First of all,
I'll give you 5 cents.
Okay. The 4+1 is an idea that we put together to get opinions from different martial artists around the country. And I'm so excited about these four people plus the one. And they're really great people, and I love introducing them every week. The first one is the lady of the group. And, you know, I could have chose any lady, because I've got a little bit of connections after doing this for 30 years. I chose this one because she was. She's a PKL champion back in Glenn Hart's days and stuff back in the 80s and 90s. She also trained with some amazing people, hung out with people like Peter Urban, the first 10th degree black belt in America. She also is a kung fu stylist, but she's also trained in Shoryu Karate, and she's an A3 black belt through the museum. I'm talking about Miss Karen Slatcher. Karen, you there?
Yes, I am, sir. I'm sitting right here.
Well, how are you doing? You're in New Jersey?
Yeah, I came up so I could fly out to Houston from Philadelphia with the two people that I'm bringing with me.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Lingo. And yeah, that's cool. Yeah. I'm excited about watching Yukata. Well, the question tonight is real simple. You've been to a few. How important is an event like the Legends when you put together all the pioneers of the history? How important is that?
Well, like AJ said, it is the camaraderie. It really is. But it's also, for some people, it's recognition and it's honoring the history of the people that laid the foundation for karate. And that doesn't always happen. It used to be all we had were magazines, maybe videos, and sometimes on TV. And there were people there that we would get to meet later on at the Legends. There's some kind of just, it's so nice to meet people that you've seen on TV or that you've seen in a movie. And to see them there and to get to sit and talk. Everybody there that you have brought in for the, like, let's say we're the elders almost, you know, the history generals. We all have done the work. We've worked hard. We have the war stories. So we all share that. When we get together, we're just all the same energy. And there's nobody there that's trying to be better than anybody else. We don't have to say anything. We all have done that work. So coming together in something like that is just, it's just like coming home for a holiday or something, you know, just getting together and being friendly and sharing our lives with each other.
Well, you know, Karen, you've been a big part of my vision for many years, and You understand me. I mean, remember the crazy thing in Mississippi where I went crazy on the black belt test? But you know what? We faked them all out, dude. We faked that guy
sure
that night. Thought I was going to throw a shuriken at his head. But you were there beside me, and you know, you understand my passion, and I love that.
I do.
You know, The whole idea about the bottom line about this event this weekend is, like you said, the camaraderie and the friendship of decades, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s. And,
it
you
matters.
Know,
it really matters.
You know, one of the memories I love is the fact that one year you brought me a black suitcase. And that black suitcase is not just a normal suitcase. And what was in it was not normal. It belonged to the great Peter Urban. And, you know, Peter Urban was a guy that he decided, he felt that he was going to create a style called Nishigoju. So he went to Japan, and he went to Goshi Yamaguchi and asked for his 10th degree black belt. Yamaguchi turned him down, said no. So Urban came back to America, created Nishigoju, and became the first 10th degree black belt in America. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. He founded USAGA, too, the United States Association of Martial Arts, or Goju Association, USAGA. And his big thing was America, American karate. And he just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that we had our own system, too, that we weren't.
Well, you know what, Karen? I love doing it. I love the way he talks. Like through his nose. I remember that when I first met him. And,
yes, indeed.
But, you know, your history, what you've done and what you accumulated, and what you built up, you know, not just being a history journalist for karate, not being an A3 black belt, not being a PKO champion, but what you did through, what you're doing through Kung Fu and what you're doing with your Qigong, and it's amazing. You amaze me. So I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to see you.
I can't wait to see you too.
Much. Yes, ma'am. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the great Karen Slatcher, my New Jersey friend, by way of North Carolina. That's where she lives now. But she is a great, great representative of Pioneer Martial Arts. Now, moving along, now this guy, I promised I'd put him on second, and he wants to say something very special. Now, I love introducing this next one. He is the president of the AOK. Now, that is the Amateur Organization of Karate. Now, that is the largest sport karate group in Texas, and he is the president. Now, I've known him since he was an orange belt, and I watched him grow up to be one of the great competitors that we have here in the state. But here's the real reason I love bragging about him. He has won the MVP of Texas, the Golden Greek, over 5 times. Now, he won't tell me how many times. I know it's been over 5. But here's the deal. It took me 17 years to win one. This guy's got over 5. And he's an amazing, amazing man. He's not young anymore because I think he's pushing 55 or something. But I'm talking about the great David Chambers. Are you there, David?
All of me but the non-young boys.
Well, the introductions are getting better, aren't they?
Oh, man, I'll pay for those. No.
Well, the question is, how important, because you've been to quite a few, how important is the legends put together the pioneers and the decades of sport karate and to honor someone like your great instructor that we lost last year, Mr. Fred Simon? How great is the legends event?
Well, without a doubt, I think everybody knows the importance of fellowship. Everybody understands the importance of coming together and sharing. And anytime that you can actually see people who are icons in the organization, in the system, in the martial art world, and then you can actually put hands on them, or you can actually hold conversation on them, or somebody who knows about it, somebody know more about my instructor than I do, things that I don't know. And I get to actually sit and talk to them. That's amazing. But what's more important than anything, this is the part I think we need. The number of people that I will see if I go there this weekend and I sit down and I relax, the number of people that I'm going to see that's from my same city that I don't see, from my same people that's close by that I don't get to sit down and talk to. This event brings, not only do it bring people from way afar, it brings people together that's next door to one another that don't actually communicate that much sitting down relaxing. So the importance of fellowship is extreme. But this idea of saying not only the distance, but even the close. So that's the beauty of it, that point of saying, yes, you're going to come and sit down and only have fun. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And that's all come from, you know, the legend all come from that guy called Gary Lee. It's amazing. It's totally amazing.
I heard of him. I heard he's a character.
I heard that nobody else can do what he's doing. That's what I heard.
Wow.
I heard that everybody say a lot of things, but I haven't seen no one else pull this off in this manner. So this is an organization,
well, you,
this is a fellowship.
You remember when I was the nicest guy in the world, but now I've turned out to be a sweetheart. That's what people are saying, so we'll see.
I thought better of you. Ever since I met your wife, I thought totally different of you.
Well, she keeps me in line. You know, what's important to me is the fact that I can put together a quality group of people that really care about sport karate and cared about what they did, what they're doing, and what they can do in the future. And, you know, you and I have been on the same road for many years, and I've watched you grow into one of the best competitors in kata, in fighting, in teaching, in the country, without a doubt. And I'm so proud of the fact that we get to honor Fred this weekend, because I'll be honest with you, buddy, I miss him, and he was going to sing for me. You know, he sang at like four of my events throughout the years, and I miss Mr. Simon very deeply. And you'll get to say a few words for him at the memorial at 6 o'clock at the West Chase Marriott, if anybody wants to come. So thank you, Dee. Thank you, Dee, for who you are and what you've done for the legends. Moving right along, this next man, I'm so proud that he's in my life. And you guys got to understand, back in the day, I had every magazine there was. And I remember reading this one article over and over and over again, because it was about a trainer who was a great fighter too, but he trained champions. And, you know, I never dreamed that I would be honored to be able to be his friend and to, you know, call him on a daily basis sometimes. I call him a lot. And he also, two years ago, he actually gave me Joe Louis's black belt that Joe Louis gave to him. Now, guys, you guys know that this show is about a lot of love, a lot of honor, and a lot of respect. And I respect this man so much. He is the president of the Black Karate Federation, the co-founder with, you know, Ron Chappelle and Cliff Stewart, rest in peace. They created the Black Karate Federation with their dream, and is still very, very, very active. He is the president. He's a Marine. He also worked at Black Belt Magazine for many years. Well, I love bragging about. He was the personal bodyguard of Ringo Starr of the Beatles. Now tell me, how cool is that? I'm talking about Jerry Smith. Uncle Jerry. Jerry, wake up. Jerry Smith. I bet he's away from his phone. I did that big introduction, and he didn't. He's not there. Jerry. Well, he'll be on in just a minute. Let me go to his protege, the man who's my web designer for the Sport Crime Museum. Is that you, Jerry?
Hello?
Okay. Jerry, is that you?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Okay,
okay,
I did
great.
Big introduction, and I was screaming your name.
Well, what happened?
What
happened? Let me explain to you what happened. I was listening to the whole show, heard everybody. Just before I got ready to come on, I got disconnected. It just went off. I got disconnected. I don't know why or what. And I called back. And when I called back, I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me. I was talking
right
back to you, but you couldn't hear me. So I don't know what happened, but I'm here now.
Okay. Well, I did a great introduction of you, and you can give me a hug next time you see me. But
I
want to
ask the introduction. I heard
okay.
Your introduction. It was great.
I want to ask you, because you went to John the Timidad, and you had a good time. How important is the legend and the event of putting together, like all you guys together? How important is it, Uncle Jerry?
Well, actually, it's very important. I was talking to Jim Moore earlier today, and we were actually talking about, you know, how important it is to have legends. And the one thing that probably last year as well, a lot of the people who are in martial arts and have been around for 50 years and are legends, no one knows who they are outside. If you're not a Chuck Norris or Steven Seagal or an actor who's done for it, a lot of people don't know who a lot of these great, great people are. I have fighters that have gone undefeated. I have fighters. I mean, these guys, the Sammy Paces and the John Towns,
right.
Jimmy Cullis, these are some literally national treasures, not just legends, but the people who were the foundation for, you know, for full contact karate in this country. And I know all over the country as well. So at your event, I swear to you, my brother, I have never had so much fun in my life being surrounded by people that I absolutely love. And then actually hooking up with people who followed my career and I followed theirs, like Ron Martini. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. And tell you the truth, I'll say the same thing I heard someone else say earlier today. You're one of the only people that can actually do that. I've been to a lot of these halls of fame and what have you, but yours are different because you bring people from north, south, east, and west, and that's what makes it such an incredible, incredible event. I won't be able to be there because I have a medical procedure for 3 hours tomorrow, and I won't be able to be there. Jim Moore will be there now, and he'll give me all the ins and outs and all what happened and who he met.
Well, I've asked Uncle Jim Moore, to write the article for Masters Magazine and Black Belt Magazine. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to his writing because he's got a gift with that. And I appreciate you so much. And, you know, you're going to be missed, but not very much because I heard a rumor, and it's a fact. It's not just a rumor. You're being inducted into the United States Black Belt Hall of Fame. And that's really cool, man, you know. And I believe you're getting a Lifetime Achievement Award, but well-deserved, well-deserved. And, you know.
Let me take this minute to thank all the people that we know and all my friends that I share this space with every Tuesday night because I won't be there, and I was really, really looking forward to seeing you guys. I just want you guys to know that I'm totally appreciated. So thank you all very, very much.
Well, you're an amazing, amazing man. And you've had an incredible career training champions and helping people. And now I've got you. I'm so lucky. You know, I mean, really, to do what we're doing, to honor the pioneers, to say thank you to the Casey Jones and the Sammy Paces and the other people that have been a part of your life, that to me is an honor. And that's one of the reasons why I believe that God has given me the ability to put good people together. And, you know, what Joe did for you, a lot of people did for myself, because Joe trained you for the from the time you were in the Marines, right?
Was one of his first, I won't say, not his first, but I certainly was one of the guys that was with him.
Yeah.
Group. So, five-level method that I taught came from those 25 basic fighting principles that he taught me. And
yeah.
I still haven't found any flaws in them to this day.
Yeah. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the great Joe Louis, rest in peace. We lost him a few years ago to a brain tumor, but he was the greatest. He wasn't one. He was the greatest heavyweight karate champion that we ever had in America. And Jerry Smith is a product of him. And so we get to honor these people like that at this event this weekend, and trust me, you're going to be missed. So you'll be missed. Well, I know it's past your bedtime. So I'm going to move along. Now, those are the four major people. So I'm missing one more before I go to my plus one. Now, I'm talking about the man who put together the web design of the Sport Karate Museum, you can go there and check it out. www.sportkaratemuseumarchives.com. And you can see the magic of this man, what he's done with the webpage. It's amazing. And he's a 10th degree black belt, a professor, a teacher of the arts, been around for a long time, Tom Spellman. Tom, you there?
Thank you very much, Gary. That was really nice.
Well, the check's in the mail, right, Tom?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, listen, buddy, I've been waiting all day to listen to you because I know you came to the one. No, you didn't go to John's, did you? But you,
no,
we were all playing together.
I don't get a chance
but
to go too much. That's all I've got going on.
Well, I want you to, in your mind, what you hear, what you've learned, how important is the Legends event to put together the pioneers from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000, your opinion? How important is it?
Well, you know, having been practicing during all those years and everything, you know, one of the exciting things about this event is the full immersion opportunity in the martial arts. There's a little bit of everything for everybody, you know, for the pioneers themselves that are coming and getting a chance to be able to see one another and to rekindle old friendships and congratulate each other for still being around and being, you know, beacons for all the other newer people coming along. I mean, that's really what Legacy is all about. It's that looking ahead on the trail and seeing, you know, that instructor or grandmaster or whomever that you're following in his footsteps or her first footsteps and really celebrating that relationship and everything else. And this is just ripe with that opportunity for anybody to attend. There's so many different things that they can experience, they can learn from, and they can also bring their own experiences and knowledge to the forefront and celebrate their involvement in one of the most incredible opportunities for humankind to be able to, you know, meet other people on an incredible level of intimacy and passion. And be able to celebrate with others, new and old, in that process. And you've done a great job of being able to make sure that there's a lot of opportunities for those that are celebrating their years in the art, and also celebrating, like we said, VR and other things, those that are going forward and taking the arts to a new, higher, and more interesting level, and bringing in whole new generations of people who are interested in the martial arts, or are just starting out. And it's a fantastic opportunity for all of that to come together at one place. And I'm sure it will, you know, for the year that it took you to make this about, it's going to be in people's minds and in people's hearts for years and years after this, celebrating the memories and tell everybody else about who they met and what they saw and how inspired they've become because of the opportunity to be exposed to all those, you know, I mean, we're talking about centuries of martial arts experience all in one space at one time, all there for the same reason, to celebrate each other and the arts that they so much love. So I think it's a fantastic opportunity. And like I've heard everybody else say, I agree. Only Gary Lee that I've ever seen in all the years I've been watching and going to whatever these kinds of things may be has been able to pull together the vast array of different types of experiences for people to all do so in one weekend. It's insane. And congratulations.
Thank
you. A wonderful job.
Thank you.
And I'm proud to be
involved
at the museum.
You play a big part in my life, not just because you do the designing of the website for the museum. Your vision, your wisdom, and what you've done plays an important part. I trust your mentorship I know that you're the real deal and you care. And, you know, that's important to me because, you know, the one thing I learned about being a fighter, and Uncle Jerry, you know, commented on this, to be a good fighter, you got to hang out with good fighters. You got to get beat up. But be a good historian, you got to be around other historians. And that's definitely what you are, and I appreciate your vision. And, you know, you're important. That's what I'm trying to say, Tom, okay?
I appreciate that, Gary. Your relationship with me and our relationship together for the furthering of the museum's mission, I think, is just one of my true joys at this particular point in my life and my career. And I you know, salute your passion for all that you've done with the museum and all that you'll do with the museum in the future.
Well, I love showing you off. I really do. I love bragging about your work. I would love to show off what you've done. It means a lot. So, ladies and gentlemen, that really completes the four. Karen Slatcher, David Chambers, Jerry Smith, and Tom Stoneman. But I got plus one. And the plus one is an important man. He's an A3 black belt. He writes for Masters Magazine, and he writes for the Sport Card Museum. He is coming. I get to introduce him to so many people and to share his wisdom. And he is the financial advisor for the Sport Card Museum. I'm talking about Mr. James Moore. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
What a show. What a show. I'm having a good time. But I want you, because this is the first Legends that you came to, but with all the hype and the conversation with your best friend, Uncle Jerry Smith, and the other people that's in your life, like Val and everything, I'm going to ask you, James, how important is the Legends event, an event where you put together the pioneers, the guys from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, the decades of sport karate? How important is it?
Well, I totally agree with what everybody else has said so far. And as Uncle Jerry said, that most of the martial artists that are known outside of the martial arts world are those that have done television and movies. Those are the ones that are primarily known. I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that the martial arts community is very fragmented and has been for a long time. Yet there's been so much martial arts and tournaments that have been huge for decades before MMA, such as UFC. And out of that came these true legends, but not necessarily known outside the martial arts circles. We don't want to lose that history. And the Sport Karate Museum, along with this, the biggest event of the year happening this week in Houston, is a major part of preserving that history.
But you know what, Uncle Jim, it's not about the masses. You know, it's not about ticket sales. It's not about, well, it's about bringing together alumni. I thank you for saying it's one of the biggest events, but it's about the quality. And that's what I want people to understand, that I appreciate you saying it's the biggest event, and I'm flattered. But, you know, it's about the quality of bringing people like you and these other people who are coming together. It means so much that I get to honor you, too, because you're being inducted into the United States Hall of Fame. And, you know, you got your H&B bottle last year from the museum. So you're a big part. And you're a writer for the web page. And, you know, you do a lot. And I appreciate it so much. So when you get in? When you get in?
Oh, we're coming in Thursday night. Our United kind of messed up our original airplane reservations, so I didn't want to be late on Friday because I know that's the award ceremony. And there's obviously we're honoring Uncle Jerry, and that's that's huge for me, and I know for you too. And also one other martial artist that we're honoring, and he's a very close friend, and I just don't want to take any chances of missing that. So I'm coming in Thursday.
You know, we're doing some amazing things. We're honoring some high-gone people for their 8th and 9th. We even got some 10th revivals that we're honoring. And one is your friend and my friend, too, Mr. Charles Sheffield. He'll be getting his 8th degree black belt. And, you know, it was exciting to me is that, you know, after all is said and done, and it's crunch time now, but as I was sitting here with my dog today and I was talking to him, I was thinking how important it was just being able to put people together that's never met each other but known each other, maybe through the magazines or Facebook or through the years. But then he actually gets to, to touch them, to talk to them. Dee Chambers, you said it, be able to memory and talk about how important they were in your life. And so that's really special. So I'm going to really enjoy seeing you Thursday night, and we'll be setting up everything. So, you know, I'll look forward to it. I'll get to meet your lovely wife too, don't I?
Yep, yeah, she's Tracy will be there. And Uncle Gary, I just wanted to say one more thing, and I'll stop. But you're absolutely right. It's really, really a quality group. But you're also talking about close to, 600 people. They're all high quality. So that's something. This has to be said. It takes a very unique person in every positive sense of that word, a one-of-a-kind person, who's got unwavering dedication, tenacity, deep knowledge, and care to put something like this together. And that's Professor Gary Lee. We're very grateful.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that so much. Doesn't need to be said because, as you know, I'm just a lucky boy from Hawaii. You know, I got to be in the right place at the right time in front of the right people. But that's so sweet of you to say. I appreciate it so much. I really do. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is Mr. James Moore, the financial advisor for the Sport Card Museum and one of the part of the 4+1. And I wanna get Hanji Bo, are you there?
I am, sir.
I want your 2 cents. How important is the legend put together the group of the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s together, because you and I are on the same road. But I want your opinion. Wow, important is it?
Well, think about it like this. What would have happened if it didn't exist? Then martial arts, for many people that I've had an opportunity over the past 10, 11 years to meet, I would have never met them. So history, from where, you know, with the AMAA and the things I've done and the number of people that I've connected with out of Texas and who've been featured in our books, more than likely those things would not have existed. So you can look at it like I look at it from that, from my perspective, and most people should, because, you know, I would say that becoming a history general and receiving the Eternal Warrior Award from the Battle of Atlanta are two of the awards that, you know, that are dear to me, you know, coming from sport karate. So the question would be, we see what it is now, but what would it be if it wasn't for Gary Lee and the things that he's actually doing? Then, you know, just think about October, what would people be doing if they just erased your event off? All those people being brought together. So I think it's really, it's very important for what you've done, and people can look at it and say, well, this is what you're doing, you know, and just like with our books. I mean, how many people would not have any legacy and would not be known if it hadn't been for that? So that's the reason why, you know, we're in support of what we're doing, because the question is, what would it be like if you didn't have it?
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for those sweet words, and I appreciate your opinion. Ladies and gentlemen, again, that was my producer, Mr. Jesse Bowen. Now, I want to get one more opinion before I go to my WR champion. AJ, are you there? AJ. Okay, Dean, are you there? Guys, are you there? AJ, Dean. Those guys walk away from the radio.
I'm here, Professor.
Okay, I know you're working your butt off. I want your opinion. How important is the legend? That now you're not Wolverine now. Wolverine's going to be a little bit missed a few minutes later. You're Dean Kyle, the NASCAR world champion. How important is the legend to you, buddy? Dean, can you hear me?
Yeah, it's very important to me as far as, you know, what you're doing and the records that you're keeping up with, you know, and the people that you put together, you know, it means a lot. Just like Mr. Brown said, you know, a few years ago, you were the keeper of the flame before it was cool. And, you know, there's a lot of people have, you know, copied you, which, you know, I know they say that, you know, for somebody to copy you, that's flattery. But, you know, you've definitely been copied. People use your ideas and run with it. And, you know, but nobody does it like you do. And that's the whole thing. I apologize tonight. I'm a little sick. Been working where we got the going. But yeah, nobody does it, you know, like you do and with the intentions you do and trying to put stuff together, you know, the event is super, super important to keep the names alive and record the history of the people that's been involved with, you know, doing stuff. And, you know, sport karate is, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people that study martial arts. And, you know, all martial artists make an impact in people's lives, hopefully for the better, for the most part. But, you know, sport karate is something that really gets the popularity out there because without the sport aspect, a lot of people wouldn't know what it is. And just because of sport karate and martial arts, you know, that's how other things have branched from that. A lot of people try to say, you know, MMA brought around sport karate, but, you know, sport karate and the competitions and doing that stuff, testing one's skills against each other, different styles coming into one format, you know, that's what sport karate's been since its beginning. You know, and it's helped to create a lot of stuff and paved the way for a lot of different avenues, that, you know, that some may respect it and some may not, but all should, you know, in the long run.
Well, you take a lot of take some honey and some shot of whiskey before you go to bed and make sure you're before you go.
Yeah, I'm going
to.
We got a roof to put on, an AC unit to put back. That hurricane really smacked us around, but I'm trying to get everything put back in place so that I can make it out. So it's been a all day and almost all night job, you know, because we train canines too and ripped the roof off of the canine, off their kennels, and you know, so we got to get the dogs back in places and keep them up and keep them cool because it's Florida. They can't just be in the heat, so we got to get that building fixed back and the AC back on in there for the dogs. We're running all kinds of fans, and you know, it's just a hurricane smacked
well,
around.
Well,
you
not only got the people who are coming in looking forward to your last event seminar on Friday, you've got the Facebook Live people because last, you know, we're going to have a lot of people watching live on Facebook. So, you know, you get better, and I look forward to seeing you on Friday, buddy, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Dean Pyle. Now, AJ, are you back yet? AJ, you make me scream. I'm losing my voice. Don't tell me you've gone to bed already. Well, I'm going to move along. Now, this man, we've been on the air for almost a year advertising his invention, and he's going to be there in October, and, well, he's going to be there this weekend with the headsets and the information on the Oculus Quest 2. And for anybody with a headset with the Oculus Quest or the Rift, they're going to be able to put on SetVR on your web, on your headset, free. All you got to do is bring it down to the West Chase Marriott in Houston, Texas, and they'll put SetVR.app free on your Oculus Quest. And I'm talking about the inventor, Dr. Reginald Lee. Reggie, you there?
Good evening, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm going crazy, Reggie.
I'm super excited for your amazing program. I didn't think you would, as I mentioned before when I spoke to you last, when I was sitting watching your program, I didn't think you could top the program you did last year, but it seems like you're going to do that this year. So it's amazing, and my hat's off to you.
Well, like I said earlier, we got a lot of quality people coming in from around the country, actually around the world. I got people coming in from Switzerland, Manila, Canada, England, I mean, Finland. It's going to be crazy. But it's worth it because we get to honor the history and protect it one warrior at a time. A cliche that I made up years ago, but let's come back to SetVR.app. Now, you've invented a virtual reality program. And virtual reality is not looking at it. In virtual reality, you're inside the program. And SetVR is a enhancement, well, it stands for Self-Defense Enhanced Training Application. And what it is a hologram that you invented that will attack you. But you also allowed the Sport Card Museum create the History General Portal and the Village. But I'll let you explain exactly what SetVR is. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Reginald Lee, the inventor of SetVR.app. Go ahead, Reggie.
Thank you. We at SetVR continue to be super excited about our program SetVR, Self-Defense Enhancement Training in Virtual Reality as a platform whereby you can continue to practice your skills in self-defense anytime, anywhere, when you want. The program is portable and compact, and you can take it anywhere you travel, and even during a pandemic, to continue to practice your skills in stressful self-defense or practice social distancing. With the Oculus Rift or Oculus Quest headset, you'll be transported to a virtual reality platform whereby a hologram can confront and attack you when you least expect it with random attacks. The goal of SetVR is to have you to be able to neutralize an attack or threat that is sudden, unpredictable, and random. You'll be able to practice to improve your skills in evasion through angular, linear, or circular movements. The three basic movements in martial arts or any kind of a interaction program of angular, linear, and circular movements to avoid and to place you in an opportunity position of an advantage for neutralization as you practice to improve your skills in timing, speed, and accuracy as you develop muscle memory, and subsequently my goal for you to develop a reflex response to a threat or a stimulus to neutralize without hesitation, just as a metaphor, as Professor Garley always talks about metaphors. If you place your hand on a hot stove, you don't think about when can I remove my hand. You move it reflexively. And that's what SetVR does. It has you put your ability to develop a reflex response to neutralize without hesitation. This is a platform where you can practice to utilize what you've been taught on techniques and forms and encountered in your schools and an application against a threat or stimulus that is a random attack that will be practiced anytime, anywhere, when you want. We've instituted a program of mindfulness, of stretching, meditation, exercise, and we'll also present you with your own personal yoga instructor. We will continue to update SetVR in the future to help you to practice to maximize the application of self-defense when you want and where you want. So please continue to visit us at our website at setvr.app. That's SETVR.app. We are continue to be proud to endorse Professor Gary Lee and the Sports Karate Museum to be the future platform of his vision of the history portal in our program in SetVR, for which SetVR has introduced Professor Gary Lee as the wisdom warrior at the history portal at the entrance in the history portal demo. But before meeting the wisdom warrior, one must neutralize the hologram attacker at the gate of the history portal. So, Professor Gary Lee, some few words about your vision of your history museum in the history portal in SetVR.
Well, it is a dream to be able to teach gamers who always, every gamer wants to be a Chuck Norris or a Bruce Lee or a Jackie Chan. And with SetVR, you get beat up by a hologram in a virtual set headset. But to be able to teach the history of where sport karate came from by earning your way by beating up the hologram, or the hologram beats you up, or whatever, is an honor. And we're going to start with four key people. Mike Stone, I'm going to Mike, we'll do Mike later. We're going to start with Roy Kerman, the inventor of the two-point kick, or, you know, point composition. George Minshew, the man that gave the first gold ring in competition. Chris Minshew, an NBA world champion. And Mr. Mike Dillard, the owner of Black Belt Magazine and Century Martial Arts. Now, we're going to put them in as a core group. And then, as soon, you know, monthly or as random as we can, we're going to add a new history general there every time we can. And all their history and their profile will be there. All the 4+1, all the people you hear on the radio show, you know, we're going to fill it up with the history generals. And I thank you, Reggie. I thank you from the heart to allow the museum to be a part. And we're going to really show you guys off this weekend. And I've got interviews set up with you, and we're going to introduce SetVR literally to a whole new group of people this weekend. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And you got the belts coming out with you. And you got the other inventor, or the other Rick Shanahan, he'll be with you also. So when are you getting in?
We're getting in Thursday afternoon about 1:30. We'll be at the airport then, and we'll be shuttled over to the hotel.
You'll be able to set up your booth, and you'll be able to, everything will be set up Thursday night for the show opening up 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Friday morning at the West End Marriott, and it's open to the public, and there's going to be a lot of stuff going on Friday.
Yeah, just one more thing. My developers and my partners want to let the audience know that we'll be setting up an individualized interactive demonstration. Well, I'll take the head lead in regards to doing that. What I'll be doing is, if you look at the videos that we did last year at your event, where I demonstrated the hologram attacker against me in regards to developing a reflex response, I will help you guide you through the program and how you can develop a reflex response too, to regards to interacting with an attacker that will randomly attack you unpredictably, and to neutralize developing a reflex response. So I'll help you guide you through that with an individual interactive demonstration. So we'll be looking forward to do that for the program.
Thank you, Dr. Lee. Thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have a friend of mine who is alias Dean Powell, he's known as the Wolverine. Wolverine, you there?
Yes.
Wolverine. Okay.
Yep, I'm here.
I was running a little bit late. I know you're sick, but I want the Wolverine's opinion on the legends and Cotter Wars and all the stuff that's important. How important is it to the Wolverine? You know?
Well,
how do you
feel
about
Wolverine? It's super important to me, because not only do you honor my instructor, Joe Lewis, but it also honors you. And, you know, that I've been under since, you know, Grandmaster Lewis passed. And just you know, like I said before, the keeping of the history, the idea of COD Wars bringing together champions, you know, champion versus champion, you know, it's a great thing. And it's something that's needed, you know, and it's a good thing that we have it, you know, and it needs to be exclusive. You know, they don't need to be a bunch of copycats of this. It needs to be an exclusive thing.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, you know, people think we need to just continue to add on and think, oh, that's a great idea, but it gets to be too much. And, you know, for a minute it's great, but, you know, it needs to be an exclusive thing so people have some kind of event to look forward to all year, you know, so that
yeah.
they look forward to going to that event to celebrate, you know. Every other sport, you know, they just do one event, and this is the event that, you know, should be where people look forward to going to that event every year.
Well, Wolverine, it kills me to hear say. I can tell it. I can feel it in your voice. So I want you to be cool, man. I'm serious about the honey and the shot of whiskey, okay? It'll help you
yeah.
with your throat. And I look forward to seeing you in a couple of days, young man. I love you, and God bless the Wolverine, okay?
Yep. Love you.
But, ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, that's been the 4+1, the Wolverine, the producer, Jesse Bowen, and Dr. Rachel Lee, talking about the event this weekend, which is the Legends, and it honors the history, the decade. The 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s of the amazing, amazing group that we put together in sport karate. Now, you know, I'm excited about the fact that God has given me the position to put together good people. So either in the Houston area on Friday and Saturday of this weekend, please come out and say hello. Meet the Wolverine. Meet AJ Perry. Meet Dr. Lee. Meet Karen Slatcher. Meet Dean Chambers. And the people that can't be there, you're in our blessings. You're there in spirit. And as we say every week, and we mean it from the heart, mahalo and aloha. Good night, everybody.
Aloha.
Oh.